Investment banker Frank Quattrone, a key figure in the technology boom of the late 90s, has been charged with obstructing justice. Prosecutors say Quattrone, who heads the global technology group at Credit Suisse First Boston, ordered his subordinates to destroy company documents and emails after learning the company was being investigated by authorities. Quattrone denies any wrongdoing. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
Frank Quattrone was one of the most powerful men in Silicon Valley, someone who'd helped bring shares of Amazon, Netscape, and Cisco Systems to market. He was said to earn as much as $100 million a year at the height of the tech boom. By December 2000, however, the boom was over, and U.S. officials were investigating the way Quattrone's firm, CS First Boston, had handed out shares of stock in initial public offerings it handled. Authorities say that on December 3rd, Quattrone learned that a grand jury had subpoenaed the firm and all IPO-related documents stretching back nearly 2 years. 2 days later, Quattrone sent out a note to his employees. Gregory Jones is acting assistant director of the FBI's New York office.
On December 5th, Mr. Quattrone emailed several hundred members of the Global Technology Group, strongly encouraging them to follow an earlier recommendation of one of his subordinates to, quote, catch up on file cleaning. In light of what he knew about the pending inquiries, Mr. Quattrone was effectively telling others in the technology group to destroy subpoenaed documents.
In his note, Quattrone ordered employees to follow the company's document retention policy. That policy says employees are to get rid of all but a limited number of documents related to any IPO. The policy is supposed to be suspended if it looks like the company is going to be involved in any litigation. U.S. officials say that at the time Quattrone sent out his note, it appeared likely that private lawsuits would be filed against the firm. Only the day before, one of his subordinates had sent out an email warning people that securities lawyers were getting ready to mount an all-out attack against what he called broken tech IPOs. Prosecutors say that after Quattrone's note was sent out, CS First Boston employees destroyed numerous electronic and paper documents. U.S. Attorney James Comey says the charges against Quattrone should send a message to criminals that they can't get away with destroying evidence.
This is the kind of case that I believe has to be brought because we simply must enforce the honor system, which is federal grand jury subpoenas. We'd love to have people think that we can go to every office and conduct a search, but we can't. We need to rely on people's voluntary compliance with those subpoenas.
Comey left open the possibility that other employees of CS First Boston who participated in the document purging would be prosecuted. And he said the company itself was cooperating with the obstruction of justice investigation. CS First Boston paid a fine of $150 million over its role in the IPO scandal, but it was never charged with a crime. As for Quattrone, who was forced to resign last month after refusing to talk to investigators, he insisted through his lawyer today that he is innocent and will fight the charges against him. The attorney also said he would move to have the case go to trial as quickly as possible. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.